May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye might be the children of light. How important to you is the light? I'm talking about the kind of light you get from the sun, or from the lights in your house, or the lights in your car. This kind of light is quite necessary if we're to function on a daily basis. And I would guarantee one trip through my garage without the lights on would activate your hearing as you listen for the ambulance to show up. If this kind of light exposes the dangers and pitfalls of the darkness, what more can we say about the light of Christ, who exposes the snares and deceptions of spiritual darkness? Christ says in John chapter 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And in John chapter 8, we listen to Jesus as he speaks to the Pharisees and the people, telling them, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The light of life. The light that makes everything clear. The ultimate life where the foundation of ultimate truth lies. We live in a world today where belief in a foundation of ultimate truth is no longer acceptable. Truth has become individualized and opinionated. Your truth is not my truth. And don't offend me by your persuasions. But what about us? Is not our belief and faith in Jesus Christ equal to the opinions of those who disagree and hold other views? In our current day, we are seeing a paradigm shift in the values of society. Everyone has a cause, and everyone is offended. But in the not-so-distant past, even those who were not Christian upheld the moral values contained in the Ten Commandments and understood the church to be a moral compass that could be trusted to keep society in proper order. The church was a good thing, and it was respected. So what has happened? He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, that they should not see with their eyes nor understand with their hearts and be converted. These words from St. John have strong implications, not just for those of Jesus' day, but for us even now. Is the blinding of eyes and the hardening of hearts the will of God, or is it the will of the people? Last week, Andrea, Lizzie, and I were running around town doing errands, and it became necessary, noticeably hot and necessary, to turn on the air conditioner. No sooner did I turn the air on than Andrea bewailed and moaned that the car was going to overheat. Well, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but she did make the statement. No, it will be all right, I replied. The car runs fine. Sure enough, the needle began to rise, and we had to turn the air off. Windows rolled down. I couldn't accept the fact that the AC wasn't working properly. Roll up the windows. I'm sure everything's fine. AC back on. We're heading down Crater Lake Highway, and the AC seems to be working fine until a red light impedes my progress. The needle's going up again. Better turn off the AC, I hear from the passenger seat, as the windows once again come down. Still, I cannot accept this. I know that everything is working fine. I just need to avoid red lights and slow-moving vehicles. And then I can show her that she's mistaken, and I will once again be comfortable with my opinion. Moving at speeds contrary to the speed limit, I hear what is becoming a familiar yap, yap, yap in my right ear. You're starting to get into the red, as she shuts off the air. You know what, I exclaim. I think we need to take the car into the shop and have the air conditioner looked at. Andrea agrees. That would be a good idea. A hardened heart against the truth is a foundation of arrogance and is what leads many astray. Most Christians today have a difficult time comprehending the unbelief of those who were there and witnessed the miracles and words of Jesus. We read from St. John today that though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many did believe on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. In my arrogance, I did not want to accept what my wife was telling me, even though I could see what was happening right before my eyes. I wanted what I was willing to believe to be true, and for my opinion to be accepted as truth. I was willing to challenge the truth that was right in front of me. God does not harden the heart to keep some from eternal life. It is the truth of God's word that causes mankind to harden their own hearts because they want to be rulers of their own destinies. Hearts that are hardened against God are so formed because God's aid is refused. Just look around at today's vast opinions. They all say the same thing. Your truth is not my truth, and God has nothing to do with it. Well, our truth is found in Jesus Christ, regardless of the world's denial. A hardened heart is a choice of fools. Like Job, family and friends too may persecute us for our beliefs. But it is up to us to speak out. Yap, 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 maybe. But the truth will set us free. We have the responsibility of letting the world around us know that they are redlining and need to roll down the windows and reconsider where their faith lies. The words of Scripture are so sobering to those who have minds, open minds, when we consider that at some point every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and every eye will see that Jesus Christ is the Lord of life. Eternal life is found only in Jesus Christ, and in him only is ultimate and foundational truth. Our joy is found in willing hearts, able to put aside selfish desires and wayward motives to rest in the truth of what God offers in the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. Mankind's sense of truth is clouded by the distortion of sin. Hardened hearts cannot accept this, but hearts of faith can. It is through faith that we come to belief, and it is in belief that we are set free. While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye might become the children of light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.